مرحبا يا مصطفى, مرحبا يا مصطفى, the grand arrival of مصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم, مرحبا يا مصطفى.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد, فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله, الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله, الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most wise, who created this world with his wisdom. And the choicest of peace and blessings be upon his noble messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the fountain of the treasures of wisdom, and upon his purified household and his brilliant companions alayhim ridwan, who drank from his cup of wisdom and carried it forward. وہ دہن جس کی ہر بات وحی خدا, وہ دہن جس کی ہر بات وحی خدا, چشمہ علم و حکمت پہ لاکھو سلام, مصطفیٰ جان رحمت پہ لاکھو سلام, شمع بزم ہدایت پہ لاکھو سلام. Welcome dear viewers of Madani channel, you are watching the program called The Grand Arrival of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, I am in the company of our honorable Maulana Abdul Qadir Attari Ansari Sallamahul Bari, Alhamdulillah, and it is our respected honorable Maulana Sahib's blessings that we had discussed many other discussions and topics on this program, and we hope the viewers of Madani channel have watched them and with good intentions would continue forwarding these videos via the social media as well as the message that's passed across through this program. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
So yes, dear viewers of Madani channel, we are the ummatis of a Nabi who is incomparable and he is matchless from all aspects. Subhanallah. Hum itne khush naseeb hai ki jitna bhi hum iska shukr ada kare wo kam hai. It can never ever do justice, Maulana Sahib. We have a Nabi, we are the ummatis of such a Nabi whose speech is a miracle, whose sitting is a miracle, whose walking is a miracle, whose smile is a miracle, whose every andaz and all walks of life is a miracle. In fact, he is a miracle from head to toe, Maulana Sahib. Subhanallah. Mashallah.
Alhamdulillah. As Maasab is speaking about the celebration of the birth of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is my nanyal, my nani jan is from there.
Okay.
And whenever I used to go there, especially if it was the occasion of Maulud al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I would see, mashallah, the streets would be lit up. And the area is Jaunpur. It's a city, an ancient city, alhamdulillah. And whenever I would go there at the occasion of Maulud al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, first year when I was there, first year, I was really shocked to see that people would actually compete with one another. There would be committees and the anjuman, subhanallah, that were responsible of decorating the entire city. Not one street of the city, but the entire city would look like a bride, subhanallah. Every street is lit up. And even the government people, officials on the government level, they would make sure that in that night, there is no load shedding. Subhanallah. Meaning, they would go to this extent. And subhanallah, the streets are buzzing. People are julus, all night julus, subhanallah. And there's a historical masjid, Atala Masjid, we call it. It's in the shape of a fort, subhanallah. And the entire fort is decorated with, subhanallah, the kumkuma, as we call it, the small light bulb, subhanallah, colorful. And mashallah, they all are glittering and glimmering in the shine, subhanallah, in the celebration of the birth of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the site. Whenever I was there, I would make sure that I go visit my nanyal, especially at the occasion of Maulud al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because I wanted to be part of it. And it was so exciting to see that. And we would leave from a small town, and the trains would be full to capacity, subhanallah, all heading up to this city, subhanallah, where the birth, where the celebration of the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is taking place. They are, if it was summer, when it was summer, there would be water coolers all around the street, subhanallah. Every street is decorated, and there will be, people will be serving sharbat and, subhanallah, water, the sweet dishes, all free of charge, subhanAllah. And they would be making preparation for months and waiting the arrival of the birth of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a celebration. And they would go all out.
Kya baat hai Madina ke, subhanAllah. In fact, through the waswasas and through the whispers of the devil, if any person then assumes this to be extravagance, and this is not in line with Islam. So, of course, those who extravagantly spend are called the brothers of the devil. But in this case here, Maulana Sahib, going out to that level which you have mentioned at this very moment, I think this is the least a devotee could do for his Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for his beloved. This is the least a devotee and a true follower could do. In fact, we're supposed to do more than that. There's no limit that one says, subhanAllah, I have done this much and I'm feeling proud about it. In fact, you should go, you know, over and above what you can do. Whatever is in your capacity, a person would do, subhanAllah. But remember, dear viewers of Madini Channel, it is this fact and reality that Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed us with his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who has countless attributes and qualities which no other person was given before him and no one else will be given after him.
Subhanallah.
These qualities, attributes, specialities are only for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These attributes and qualities are called khasais Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. As blessed Islamic scholars of Islam, rahimahumullah ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, have written a large number of books on different aspects of the beloved, the blessed seerat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and Allama Muhaddithi Dehlevi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Abdul Haq Muhaddithi Dehlevi, likewise Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, had also written books only on the speciality, the khasais, which these specialities were never given to any other person except for the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then why should we not celebrate? Why should we not be happy that we are the followers of such a great Nabi through whose sadaqah will be admitted into Jannah? Subhanallah. Through whose blessings our sins will be forgiven. Through whose blessings we even attain blessings in this world. It is for his sake Allah azza wa jalla has created this universe. So we are speaking about that matchless Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every other prophet before him had come in this world, as ulama have explained, miracles relating to the time that was in need. Like Isa alayhi salatu wasalam's miracles was relating to the times of that, to the situations of that time. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's miracles were relating to the situations of that time. Likewise, every other Nabi were given one, two, or many other miracles that could befit the situation of that time, dealing with the people of that time. But when it came to the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jalla did not send his final prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with one or two or three or 10 or 15 miracles. But rather, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent as a miracle, dear viewers of Madini Channel. From head to toe, he is a miracle. As Ala Hazrat says so beautifully, Mu'jiza bankar aya hamara nabi. Subhanallah. Let's give the viewers of Madini Channel those aspects of the beloved, the blessed life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Matchless in which way, Mulana Sahib? Can you please shed some light on this aspect?
As mashallah, Mulana Sahib has beautifully mentioned in the share of Allah Hazrat that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came as an embodiment of mu'jizah, subhanAllah. Everyone was given one, two mu'jizahs, subhanAllah. And very beautifully in Farsi share, Maulana Abdurrahman Jami rahmatullahi ta'ala, he says, Husne Yusuf, Dami Isa, Yade Baiza Dari, Aache Khuba Hama Daran, Tu Tanha Dari,
SubhanAllah.
Whatever all these great noble personalities they had possessed, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he possesses them single-handedly, SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. This is now the nobility of the Mubarak personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was filled by the divine grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with matchless peculiarities and particularities, subhanallah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had only bestowed upon him, subhanallah. When the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was created, he was second to none because there was no other creation at that time. Subhanallah, subhanahu wa ta'ala created him as the first creation. And when the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to this world, his birth was also extraordinary, unlike any birth, subhanallah. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat says, ki wo kawari paak Maryam, wo nafakhtu fihi kadam, hai ajab nishan-e-azam, مگر آمینہ کا جایا وہی سب سے افضل آیا. سبحان اللہ. اف وی تھنک اس سچ اے ونڈر دا برتھ آف سیدنا عیسیٰ علیہ السلام, ہی واز بورن وداؤٹ اے فادر, بٹ the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a so many mu'jizat happened at the mubarak birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he is matchless and nothing can compare to it, especially the birth of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he was born, his umbilical cord was cut, subhanallah. When he was born, he wasn't covered with any filth as the children are born, subhanallah. And when he was born, children are born, they don't have any sense of their presence or where they are, but he was born facing the Holy Kaaba and in the form of sajda, subhanallah, subhanallah. As soon as he is born, he taught us how to be a banda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he would perspire, his perspiration was second to none, subhanallah. When he would walk, his noble walk, subhanallah, that is subhanallah, such a beautiful ada that the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam have documented how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would walk gracefully, subhanallah. And when he would stand taller than the rest, subhanallah. And when he would be walking in the sun, the sun wouldn't hit because there was a cloud that shaded the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, provided with shade by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Kya baat hai muhasab, alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. You have mentioned many specialities and particularities of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that's only associated to him in the previous jumlas, mashallah, muhasab has mentioned. And it's amazing to know that, subhanallah, these are those aspects, you know, which are only related to him and only specific to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and no other person. Can Mu'asab give more examples of day-to-day life? For example, we as humans, okay, our bodies get filthy and dirty, but the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is purified, he's pure, he's tayyib, subhanallah. And aside from that, Mu'asab, our body, as you mentioned, would give out bad odor. But when it comes to the blessed pasina of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there are so many riwayat, so many subhanallah ahadith and narrations that mention that through his blessed sweat mubarak, through his blessed perspiration, the entire atmosphere would be aromatized, subhanallah. And people would actually smell him and reach him if they had to be in search of him. Subhanallah, if any companion looked for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at times there was no need to even ask any person, where is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Rather, they would smell his mubarak and blessed fragrance. So this is amazing, Mu'asab, that Allah subhanahu has created his beloved Habib in a very unique way. And therefore, now I'm just recalling that beautiful couplet which Hazrat Hassan bin Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had composed many years back, subhanallah, because this is what he had witnessed, this is what he had seen. When he says, wa ahsanu minka lam tara qattu ayni wa ajmalu minka lam talid an-nisa khuliqta mubarra'an min kulli aib ka annaka qad khuliqta kama tasha. So saying this jumla that Allah azza wa jalla has created you in the way you had desired to be created, subhanallah. Look at these specialities. Which human being wants to give out bad odor from his perspiration? Every person wants that his perspiration must smell nice. Therefore, we use itar, we use perfume, so on and so forth. But here, others would obtain the blessed perspiration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as the narrations when the brides would apply that on their bodies at the time of their weddings. Allahu Akbar. When they are about to be wedded, before their nikah, and it is said that the very same fragrance would emanate even in their progenies and children when they are born, subhanallah. Allah Hazrat is baat ko yu bhi farmate hain. He says, wallah jo mal jaye mere gul ka paseena, wallah jo mal jaye mere gul پسینا, مانگے نہ کبھی عطر نہ پھر چاہے دلہن پھول. اللہ اکبر. سو برائڈز وڈ نارملی ہولڈ روزز اینڈ بنچ آف فلاورز ان دیئر ہینڈز. نارملی دس از دا طریقہ اینڈ دا اسٹائل دیٹ دے وڈ اوبٹین خوشبو اینڈ اسمیل اینڈ فریگرنس ٹو دیز روزز ٹو اسمیل نائس ایون آن دا ڈے آف دیئر ویڈنگ. بٹ ہیئر, if any bride had obtained and she had applied ملنے کے بعد, یعنی she had applied the mubarak perspiration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then the situation would change. That this is unique to him alone, dear viewers. This is not the speciality of any other person except for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hamara ye hota hai ki agar hamare pasine se badbuu aa jaye to hamare bagal mein koi baithna bhi nahi chahega. Nobody would ever want to sit next to us if our body would give out bad odor and smell because of the perspiration. But his state is very far different as compared to us, dear viewers. From these aspects we should analyze that how can we even be close to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Such a wonderful uniqueness of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that even his perspiration was so fragrant that it would smell better than musk. Allah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And then the bride, as brides are notorious to have used so many different types of fragrances, you know, especially in the wedding night, and there is excitement there, and they want to be in the best attire, and they want to smell and look the best, subhanallah. And when they would get, it is mentioned in the narrations that when the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would to go and take rest, and the droplets of the mubarak perspiration of Rasulullah sallam that would appear, they would collect it in bottles, subhanallah, and mix it with the fragrances that they had, subhanallah, and they would keep it for the wedding night, subhanallah, for the brides. And Sayyidi Al-Azhar says very beautifully that whenever somebody would look for the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they wanted a clue, so what was the clue? Subhanallah, he very beautifully says, kya mahakte hain mahakne wale, boo pe chalte hain bhatakne wale.
Allah,
subhanallah, subhanallah. That if anybody wanted to get to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they were looking for a clue, the mubarak smell of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave them the clue that huzur isi gali se hoke guzre hain. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And as Masab has mentioned that filth, as it is, our perspiration is regarded as filth, and that attracts flies and mosquitoes and all of that. But the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is again his particularity, that a fly never landed on the blessed clothes or the blessed body of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Neither did he sallallahu alaihi wasallam have lice in his clothes, nor did a mosquito ever bite him.
Allah.
And filth and foul smell attract flies.
Allah.
And lice are born due to these filth and foul smells. But he sallallahu alaihi wasallam is free from all types of filth, subhanallah, and his blessed body is fragrant. For this reason too, he remained safe from these things, subhanallah. Such a great wisdom we get to learn from the Buzurganuddin when they highlight these beautiful aspects from the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Subhanallah. And then Mu'asab, it's also mentioned that when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would shake any person's hand, the entire day that person's hand would emanate beautiful fragrance. Beautiful fragrance would emanate from the person's hand the entire day just because of making mulaqat. Likewise, it is said about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passing his hands over the head of any child, and that child will be identified amongst the group of children. Because why? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had placed his mubarak hands on the head of the child, so there will be smell and fragrance that would also emanate from there as well. So dear viewers of Madani channel, these are just some of his khasais, and there are so many others which only Allah azza wa jalla knows, and it is only specific to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No one else can ever achieve and attain these specialities as a human being or being in a human form, subhanallah. Because once you're a human, there are some things which are naturally attached to you because you're a human being. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the nur of Allah azza wa jalla, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted him this human form. But him being a human is extraordinary as compared to us, dear viewers of Madinah channel. The eyes may seem the similar eyes as we have, but the difference is such that as he stands on the earth, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looks at all the heavens.
Allah Akbar.
Subhanallah. He may have two hands as you and I, but if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam places his hands over the mouth of the water bag, then water would even gush from between his fingers. This is the difference between our hands and the blessed fingers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Let's inshallah recite this beautiful shayr of Sayyidi Al-Azhar about this great mu'jiza of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's fingers. He says, انگلیاں ہیں فیض پر، برسے ہیں پیاسے ٹوٹ کر،
اللہ اکبر،
ندیاں پنجاب رحمت کی ہیں جاری، واہ
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ.
سچ اے بیوٹیفل استعارہ ہی میکس، بیکاز پنجاب، دا اسٹیٹ آف پنجاب، اٹ از مینشن دیٹ وائی اٹ واز نیمڈ پنجاب. پنج مینس پانچ ان فارسی، اینڈ آب مینس واٹر، سو فائیو اسٹریمز آف واٹر، فائیو ریورز، اینڈ دا بیلوڈ فنگرز آف دا بیلوڈ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، اینڈ دا واٹر واز جسٹ گشنگ،
اینڈ
سو مچ سو دیٹ دا صحابہ واز سیٹیٹڈ. And whatever bags or skin, water skin that they had, they filled to capacity, mashallah. And subhanAllah, that water, as ulama ikram have mentioned, that water which emanates from the mubarak being of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is the best water. SubhanAllah, it even surpasses any other water in its excellence.
Most definitely, most definitely. Hazrat Wahhab rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says that Huzur Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the most intellectual person amongst people, and this is of course, and this is obvious, alhamdulillah. His opinions were always the best. His sight at night, it is said, Muasab, was great as the sight during the day.
Subhanallah.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would see at night just as you and I would see during the day, subhanallah. And further on, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radhiyallahu anha said, subhanallah, his vision was so exceptional and extraordinary that his far-sightedness was just as great as watching and looking from near. And just as he sallallahu alaihi wasallam would see from the front, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would see from behind. Allahu Akbar.
Sure.
So this is unique, dear viewers. If you look forward, you can only see forward, unless you have a camera behind yourself to have a view of what's behind you. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had made the statement to his companions that I see what's behind me just as I see what's in front of me. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. This can only be for the blessed Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And likewise, Muasab, can you please educate us and give us more specialities of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam?
Subhanallah. One blessed peculiarity and the khasa of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is, and the most important of all, that he is the soul of Iman.
Allah.
Subhanallah. Nobody has ever been made the soul of Iman, subhanallah, except for the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, hence, la yu'minu ahadukum hatta akuna ahabba ilayhi min walidihi wa waladihi wa nasi ajma'in. None of you can be a perfect Muslim until I become dearer to him than his parents, children, and whole mankind.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. Therefore, Sayyidi Al-Azhar says, and we all make this dua collectively, جان ہے عشق مصطفیٰ روز فزوں کرے خدا جان ہے عشق مصطفیٰ روز فزوں کرے خدا جس کو درد کا مزہ ناز دوا اٹھائے کیوں صلی علی نبینا صلی علی محمد
سبحان اللہ جی موسا
ماشاء اللہ سو دس is particular to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There was no one else who has been called the soul of Iman, subhanAllah, besides the Mubarak personality of the beloved
Allahu
Nabi
Akbar.
Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And another beautiful quality of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which we all believe in, and especially at the occasion of Maulud of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we are reminded of this fact that he is the first creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet he is the final prophet of Allah.
Subhanallah.
So the awwal and akhir, subhanallah. As Shair very beautifully says, na ho sakte hain do awwal, na ho sakte hain do akhir. Tum awwal aur akhir, ibtida tum intiha tum ho.
Kya baat hai,
subhanallah. From the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the beginning of the entire creation, and the prophethood ends at the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he is Khatam al-Nabiyyin. Another beautiful peculiarity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is that he said, Nusirtu bir-rub bi masirati shahr. I was assisted through awe for a distance of 1 month's journey. Subhanallah. People would be in awe of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and this mu'jiza and this khasa was given to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmah, he says that Allah's names cannot be counted as His majesty is infinite. The names of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also with the same token are in abundance, and higher number of names is because of one's grandeur and superiority. Subhanallah, more than 800 blessed names have been mentioned in Mawahibul Adunya Sharif. Then he says, and Faqir, meaning he refers to himself, that I've also found almost 1400 blessed names of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he still says that it is impossible to gather all the names of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. If these are the attributes of Rasulullah, so each name is basically based on his beautiful attributes, mashallah. And such attributes he has been granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which are the attributes of Allah azza wa jal himself, subhanallah, such as when Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam came and he addressed the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him that these only befits the majesty of Allah azza wa jal. Then Jibreel alayhi salam says that yes, but Allah azza wa jal has granted you this attribute as well. Subhanallah. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the giver and the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the receiver, so nothing could be further from the truth. Subhanallah. And 1400 peculiarities and the 1400 attributes of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we hear, subhanallah, such attributes such as al-ummi, mashallah, which is mentioned in the Shifa of Qadi Iyaz rahmatullahi ta'ala and many other books. And this was also the mu'jiza of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because though he wasn't taught by anyone in the world, because he had his teacher, and his teacher wasn't a creation, he was the creator. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So he didn't need any teacher. And he came, although he came as an ummi, but alhamdulillah, he proved himself and he lived a life of a muallim. Subhanallah. He taught the mankind. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Although he wasn't taught by anyone. Such are the attributes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we can discuss day in, day out, and the attributes and the names of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his sifat will never come to an end. Just as the divine creator who created him is unique, subhanallah, so is the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Kya baat hai, mashallah, mashallah. Dear viewers of Madinah Channel, we have been listening to the khasais of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and trust me, dear viewers, these are those topics which most definitely increase one's iman and love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From amongst his other specialities, in Sahih al-Muslim, it is mentioned that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, "I have been given jarami'ul kalim." It is that speech which is brief in text and yet having so much details in meanings. Allahu Akbar. In its meaning, it has much detail. So Allah has gathered for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam so many topics in a sentence or two which were written in various heavenly books before him as well. Subhanallah. So this is the truth of the matter, that whatever the Prophet says, it has many meanings in it, lots of meaning in it, yet it is less in text when it comes to writing. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala ali has, subhanallah, composed a beautiful kalam in which he writes this couplet. He says, main nisar tere kalam par miliyo to kisko zubaan nahi, main nisar tere kalam par miliyo to kisko zubaan nahi, wo sukhan hai jis mein sukhan na ho, wo baya hai jis ka baya nahi, bala ghalula bi kamadihi, kashafa duja bi jamadihi, hasuna jami yo khisalihi, sallu alayhi wa alihi. Allah Dear viewers of Madinin channel, the other Anbiya alayhi salam was sent to a particular nation. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, as we go up all the way to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, dear viewers of Madinin channel, they all came for particular nations, for their well-being, to guide them, to make sure they're on the right track, so on and so forth. But when Allah Azza wa Jalla had sent his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla, our beloved Aqa and Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had been sent towards all creation, humans, jinns, angels, animals, and all non-living things as well. Subhanallah. So as the obedience to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is fard, yani obligatory for every human, likewise, respecting him, honoring him, revering him is necessary for every other creation as well. Subhanallah. As Allah Azza wa Jalla has even mentioned this in the Holy Quran Pak, and I give you the translation. He Azza wa Jalla says, "Oh my beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have not sent you except as a prophet, subhanallah, that encompasses the entire mankind, as a giver of glad tidings and warning as well, subhanallah." So dear viewers of Madani channel, we have learnt from this verse as well in Surah Sabah that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has been sent for all the entire creation, subhanallah. In a hadith, he even says himself, I have been sent towards all creation, which is in Sahih al-Muslim. So this is the truth, dear viewers of Madani channel, that we are so fortunate, yet we have failed to analyze and realize the fact that we are so special because of being the ummatis of the most special Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Our speciality also increases because of becoming his ummati. You will be the largest ummah on the day of Qiyamah. Why? Because you are the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala has mentioned that on the day of Qiyamah there will be 120 sufuf and rows of all those who will be admitted into Jannah.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. 120 may say 40 rows. 40 rows will be of the ummats of the previous prophets alayhi salatu wasalam, and 80 sufuf and rows will be from the ummat of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Why, dear viewers of Madani channel? Because you are the ummati and the follower and devotee of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. How fortunate are those sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, who never only just saw him but even had presented their lives at his mubarak feet. Allahu Akbar. This is also unique. It's just a unique situation, dear viewers of Madani channel. Only if we analyze this, subhanallah, and adopt his sunnah, follow him, subhanallah, your life would change and the life of your children and your family members would also change, because this is the speciality of the Prophet, that even by imitating him, you become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Loving him is a sign that Allah loves you as well. Following him is a sign that Allah loves you in return, because you follow his Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are all unique situations, subhanallah. May Allah Kareem, increase this love in our hearts for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jimrana sir.
Alhamdulillah, as you were saying, when we love the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are showered in return with love. Allama Asana Zakhar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi very beautifully says, Allah ka mehboob bane jo tumhe chahe, uska to baya hi nahi kuch tum jise chaho. Subhanallah. Such a deep concept he has given, that when somebody is showered by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and as Muasab has mentioned, that he is the Nabi of the entire creation, subhanallah, not the Nabi of a particular nation or particular tribe, but for the entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with human beings, other beings as well, all are within the realm of the nubuwwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat beautifully describes it. He says, Jaise sabka khuda ek hai, waise hi inka, unka, tumhara, hamara Nabi subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we as ummat, we feel that pride, the sense of pride, when we say Hamara Nabi, and Allah gave us this idea, subhanallah, sabse aula wala Hamara Nabi, sabse bala wala Hamara Nabi, subhanallah. And we as his ummat, it is our right, alhamdulillah, and we should exercise it to rejoice in the celebration of the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it befits us as his ummah, alhamdulillah. Because the ghulam, it befits the ghulam to celebrate the birth of the master, subhanallah azza wa jal. And as we are celebrating the maulud, this maulud has been mentioned, this is again the khasa of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that his maulud is not only celebrated by us, but it has been mentioned in the previous scriptures that were revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. About no one else was the news given of the arrival that this Nabi of Allah will come, the final Prophet of Allah will come, except for the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hype was created from the time of Musa alayhi salam to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. Isa alayhi salam's words are documented within the Holy Quran, alhamdulillah. Just he came to give the glad tiding of a Rasul that will come. And he says, Ismuhu Ahmad, his name will be Ahmad, subhanallah, Ahmad Mujtaba, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another beautiful khasa of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that in the state of sleep, only his Mubarak eyes would sleep, not his heart.
Allah.
Subhanallah. Because that heart would always be engaged in the zikr of Allah, in the communication with Allah subhanahu wa
ta'ala. So the eyes would be closed, but the heart would be awake. Yes. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Kya baat hai maa sahab? This is just amazing, subhanallah. So these are those specialities which is subhanallah, which is only specific to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as you mentioned. Kya baat hai? In fact, in Miratul Manajih, it is mentioned that when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would speak, dear viewers of Madinah channel, we also speak. But see the difference between our speech and the talking of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is stated that rays of blessed noor would emerge from his blessed space between his mubarak teeth. Allahu Akbar. Noor would emanate from his mouth. This noor was also visible during the day, but in night, this noor was so much that even a lost needle could be found. Allahu Akbar. The lost needle could be found with the help of light and noor which would be emanating from his blessed teeth. Allahu Akbar.
Subhanallah.
Kya baat hai Madine ki? There are so many ash'ar and so many couplets written with regards to the smile of the Prophet and noor coming out from his blessed forehead, noor emanating from his mubarak mouth, subhanallah, as we mentioned about his khushbu. So each body part of his muasab, and Ala Hazrat has written beautiful ash'ar with regards to his eyes, subhanallah. We are discussing khasais, of course, but together with khasais, muasab, subhanallah, there are other, you know, miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the other aspects of his blessed life with regards to his mubarak sight. One is to have eyes and one is to place or to cast your sight on something. For example, right now I'm looking at the camera, Allahu Akbar, having a discussion with the viewers of Madani channel. So I'm focusing my eyes, my sight on something. And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would focus his mubarak sight on something, then Allah Hazrat says, "Jis taraf ut gayi, dam mein dam aa gaya." Jis taraf ut gayi, dam mein dam aa gaya. Us nigah-e-inayat pe lakho salam. It would even give life at times to things, subhanallah. Yani ishara hi kafi hai muasab. If he gives ishara and indication to the mountains, to the stones, even they would gain life and start speaking in turn. So can you imagine, subhanallah, what more specialities Allah has bestowed upon his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is beyond our sight and imagination. When this is the specialities, which is only few that we have discussed, Masab, so many others are hidden. So when we understand and realize that he is the sabab and the reason for this universe's existence, without his existence, there was no existence of this planet. In fact, of this universe. So when Allah Azza wa Jalla has made him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the reason for the existence of this planet, and his coming in this world is the reason for our being, for our existence in the world as well. Wo na hote to hum bhi kahan hote, subhanallah. So he is the reason, dear viewers of Madani channel. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, in all his kalams and naats, he has highlighted such specialities of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the greatest prophet. He says, خلق سے اولیاء اولیاء سے رسل خلق سے اولیاء اولیاء سے رسل خلق سے اولیاء اولیاء سے رسل اور رسولوں سے آلہ ہمارا نبی اور رسول
لو سے آلہ ہمارا نبی سب سے اعلیٰ ہمارا نبی سب سے بالا ہمارا نبی
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد
سیدنا آدم علیہ السلام, he is given nubuwah. As other anbiya are given nubuwat. But the difference between his nubuwat and the nubuwat of other anbiya, it is mentioned, the sahaba ikram, they asked, Ya Rasulullah, when was nubuwat given to you? And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Wa adamu bayna ruhi wal jasad, that I was nabi at the time when Adam was still between soul and the body,
Allah.
Meaning he was still being created, subhanallah, subhanallah. So he was Nabi that time. And this is the specialty of the beloved Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is Khatamun Nabiyeen, and he is also the Nabi of all Anbiya.
Kya baat hai Madina?
No other Nabi is the Nabi of Anbiya. But Rasulullah,
he is the imam and the leader of the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam. Kya baat hai Madina?
Allah Azza says, namazi aqsa mein tha, yahi sir, aya ho manae awwal akhir, ki dast basta hai peeche hazir, jo sultanat aage kar gaye hai. Subhanallah. And with regards to rejoicing in the maulud of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if there is any doubt in your heart, remember as Buzurganuddin have always said, that la khaira fil israf, wa la israfa fil khair. That there is no goodness in wasting, and there is no wastage in goodness. Subhanallah. So if you are wasting, there is no good in it. But if you are doing good, there is no wastage in it. You can go all out, inshallah, azza wa jal, in the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and its celebration as the king 800 years ago. Subhanallah. If his extravagant expenditure on the maulud of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was taken into account in today's currency, it will surpass millions. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And that was praised by the a'imma of Islam, subhanallah,
at that time,
the king that who started the practice of maulud Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Mashallah, Muasab, excellent discussion, and such amazing points you have brought forward, Muasab, that has most definitely, subhanallah, you know, made us closer, has taken us closer to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because the more you study his blessed seerah, the deeper in love you would fall with the akhlaq of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Everyone has a character, but the best of character is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's no one who can be better than him in character, dear viewers of Fadhilat Channel. There's no one who can be better than him in beauty, subhanallah, from all aspects, without any exaggeration. This is the reality of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the best life. Yahan se ye bhi samajh le, subhanallah, ye to zindagi ki baatein thi. Even on the day of qiyamah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be the first to resurrect from the qabr.
Subhanallah.
Is there anyone who can resurrect before him? No, it is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he says, I will resurrect with, on my right, Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu an, and on the left, Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala an.
Subhanallah.
Is there anyone else besides him who will open the doors of shafa'at on the day of qiyamah? No, it is his speciality that he will be the first to open the doors of intercession on the day of qiyamah, when no soul would dare to even make kalam in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the highest station that Allah has prepared for his bandas. It is called Maqam Mahmood. Who is to be there at Maqam Mahmood? It is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam who is given that chance and opportunity to be at that station, which is the highest station known as Maqam Mahmood. Allahu Akbar. Likewise, dear viewers of Madinah channel, Jannah has also been created for his sake, subhanallah. Maulana Sahib earlier on mentioned that the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is written all around Jannah, on the doors of Jannah, on the buildings and palaces of Jannah, it is the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is written, subhanallah, on the trees, on the leaves of Jannah. It is the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Is there any other one, any other person's name written? It is only the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From this we analyze the proximity and closeness of the Prophet in the bargah of Almighty Allah azza wa jalla. Trust me, dear viewers, it is beyond one's imagination. Hum soch bhi nahi sakte hain. To phir hum kis tarah se amal mein, kirdar mein huzur se barabi kar sakte hain?
Subhanallah.
A'udhu billah. It is only the waswasas and the tricks of one's nafs and shaitan that he makes us think like that. But when you look from the lens of your iman, then you would analyze and realize.
कि क्या खबर कितने तारे खिले छुप गए, क्या खबर कितने तारे खिले छुप गए, क्या खबर कितने तारे खिले छुप गए, पर न डूबे न डूबा हमारा नबी, पर न डूबे न डूबा हमारा नबी।
सल्लु अलल हबीब सल्लल्लाहु तआला अला मुहम्मद sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dear viewers, we have come to the end of the program, and lastly we remind you, subhanallah, this is the month of Rabi'ul Awwal. Keep reciting abundance of durood and salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because his uniqueness is such that this is such an amal that even Allah azza wa jalla sends salams upon his habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahu akbar. This is also unique to the Prophet alone, subhanallah. Even Allah himself azza wa jalla does, after which the hukum is for the angels to also perform and for believers and Muslims to send durood and salawat upon him. So continue reciting this durood pak, through which you will see elevation in your life as well, inshallah. Sins are forgiven, darajat are increased, and thawab is written in your account. This is the blessing of one durood. And what can be said about the one who recites countless of durood and salawat upon the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah forgive our sins. And at the end we say shukran to our honorable, respected Maulana Abdul Qadir Ansari sahab for coming in the program.
It was a beautiful journey, mashallah.
Barakallah. The journey commenced from the first of Rabi'ul Awwal. And we thank all the viewers of Madani Channel, the staff of Madani Channel, locally, internationally, for making this program a successful program. And without the viewers of Madani Channel, this would have not been possible, alhamdulillah. Through them sharing this video and commenting, alhamdulillah, and asking others to watch and gaining knowledge through it is our aim and objective, alhamdulillah. And we will be back in a different program in the upcoming days, inshallah, azzawajal. So keep reciting durood e pak. Until next time, stay good, be good, do good, dear viewers. Sallu ala al-habib
sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
مرحبًا يا مصطفى, مرحبًا يا مصطفى, the grand arrival of مصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم. مرحبًا يا مصطفى,